Chapter 3. Boo Boo. The gorilla's fur was very black against the green leaves. She had large nostrils and small ears. Her bright brown eyes were full of mischief.
Boo, 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 she said. Boo, boo.
Boo boo yourself, said Annie.
The gorilla hid behind the leaves again. Then she poked her head out.
Peek-a-boo, said Annie.
The gorilla clapped her hands together. She stuck out her tongue. Jack and Annie both laughed.
Boo, boo, boo,
the gorilla said. Then she bounded away through the misty forest.
Hey, boo-boo, don't leave us,
Annie called. Jack rolled his eyes.
Don't name her boo-boo, he said to Annie. You don't have to.
Wait, boo-boo,
Annie shouted. She took off after the small gorilla.
Turn every animal into your best friend, Jack finished.
He shook his head. Then he made a list in his notebook. Gorilla behavior. Plays peekaboo. Claps hands. Sticks out tongue. As he wrote, Jack heard Annie laughing, but then he heard high shrieks. He caught his breath. A leopard? He wondered. Carrying his notebook, Jack hurried in the direction of the noise. He found Annie and the small gorilla perched in two trees.
What's wrong? Said Jack, standing beneath the trees.
Nothing, called Annie. We're just playing.
The small gorilla screeched again. Then she scratched her head and hiccuped. Annie screeched, too. She scratched her head and hiccuped. While they played, Jack studied the gorilla a bit more. He noticed she was about the size of a 3-year-old kid. Her fingers looked like human fingers. They even had fingernails. He made a new list. Young gorilla. Size of 3-year-old. Fingers like humans. Fingernails. Jack heard the tree leaves shaking. He looked up. Annie and the gorilla had both climbed higher.
Hey, come down, Annie, Jack called. You might fall, plus it's getting dark.
Jack looked around. Light was fading quickly from the forest. Is night falling? He wondered. Or is a storm coming? The small gorilla screeched again and climbed even higher.
Hey, boo-boo, where are you going?
Said Annie. She climbed even higher, too.
That's enough, Annie. Come down now, said Jack. I'm serious.
To his relief, the gorilla settled on a branch. Annie did the same. The gorilla broke off a piece of tree bark. She nibbled it like a candy bar. Annie broke off a piece of bark. She nibbled it like a candy bar, too. The gorilla threw down her bark. She grabbed a tree branch and swung to another tree.
Don't try it, Annie, shouted Jack.
But his warning came too late. Annie threw down her bark. She grabbed a tree branch and tried to swing to another tree. Annie didn't swing like a gorilla. She fell from the tree and crashed down to the ground near Jack.
Annie, he cried.